5. The presence of God. The outstanding attribute of the Infinite Spirit is omnipresence. Throughout all the universe of universes, there is everywhere present this all-pervading Spirit, which is so akin to the presence of a universal and divine mind. Both the second person and the third person of Deity are represented on all worlds by their ever-present spirits. The Father is infinite, and is therefore limited only by volition. In the bestowal of adjusters and in the encircuitment of personality, the Father acts alone, but in the contact of spirit forces with intelligent beings, he utilizes the spirits and personalities of the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. He is at will spiritually present equally with the Son or with a conjoint actor. He is present with the Son and in the Spirit. The Father is most certainly everywhere present, and we discern his presence by and through any and all of these diverse but associated forces, influences, and presences. In your sacred writings, the term Spirit of God seems to be used interchangeably to designate both the Infinite Spirit on Paradise and the creative spirit of your local universe. The Holy Spirit is the spiritual circuit of this creative daughter of the Paradise Infinite Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a circuit indigenous to each local universe and is confined to the spiritual realm of that creation, but the Infinite Spirit is omnipresent. There are many spiritual influences, and they are all as one. Even the work of the thought adjusters, though independent of all other influences, unvaryingly coincides with the spirit ministry of the combined influences of the Infinite Spirit and a local universe Mother Spirit. As these spiritual presences operate in the lives of your ancients, they cannot be segregated. In your minds and upon your souls, they function as one spirit, notwithstanding their diverse origins. And as this united spiritual ministration is experienced, it becomes to you the influence of the Supreme, who is ever able to keep you from failing and to present you blameless before your Father on high. Ever remember that the Infinite Spirit is the conjoint actor. Both the Father and the Son are functioning in and through him. He is present not only as himself, but also as the Father, and as the Son, and as the Father-Son. In recognition of this, and for many additional reasons, the spirit presence of the Infinite Spirit is often referred to as the Spirit of God. It would also be consistent to refer to the liaison of all spiritual ministry as the Spirit of God, for such a liaison is truly the union of the spirits of God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, and God the Sevenfold, even the Spirit of God the Supreme.